AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Joe Biden has won Democratic presidential primaries in Maine, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Vermont, Virginia, Iowa, and North Carolina. Donald Trump has won the Republican primaries in Maine, Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and North Carolina. The AP has also called winners for North Carolina's gubernatorial race in November, narrowing the field down to Mark Robinson and Josh Stein. Donald Trump's lawyers say the ex-president deserves a new trial and a fresh chance to tell a jury why he berated writer E. Jean Carroll for her sex abuse claims against him after she revealed them 5 years ago, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Trump's lawyers made the assertion as they renewed challenges to the $83.3 million awarded to E. Jean Carroll in January by a Manhattan jury. Trump's lawyers say the award was unjust because a judge dramatically limited the scope of Trump's testimony, disallowing the Republican frontrunner for president from fully testifying about his reasons why he harshly criticized Carroll while he was president. Trump was on the witness stand less than 3 minutes. Trump's lawyers argue that Trump deserves to be able to explain why he spoke the way he did about Carroll. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration wants to crack down on credit card late fees. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
President Biden announced a new rule that would cut down the amount consumers paid for credit card late fees.
With the announcement of this new rule, late fees are now going down to $8, $8, instead of the current average of $32 late fee payments.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that banks bring in roughly $14 billion a year in credit card late fees. In the meantime, the Chamber of Commerce says it will file a lawsuit to try to prevent the federal agency from capping late fees at $8. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. Voters in Palm Springs, California shared their insights on the two frontrunners. In an AP interview, resident Estrelita Vivaretto says she's not worried about President Biden being 81 years old.
I don't look at the age as important. I look at what he's done and what he is doing. I mean, he's tried to handle the border from day one, but there was so much commotion with the January 6th and all that that no one even noticed the fact that he had put together a bill.
But another resident, David Long, says the country needs a presidential change.
We've got to do something about the border. This nation is in serious trouble, and the Biden administration is just a laugh. He's a puppet president. Donald Trump has the answers.
And Melissa Dolman says she understands concerns about President Biden's age, but thinks he's the best choice in the November election.
If you care strongly about their age, you still just have to step up and save us from 4 years of God knows what.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.